Blog Talk Radio.
This is Open Talk Radio, The Flash.
Paula Sela is a real Geico customer, not an actor. So to help tell her story, we hired that announcer guy from the movies.
When the storm hit, both our cars were totally underwater.
In a world where both of our cars were totally underwater,
we thought it would take forever to get some help.
But a new wind was about to blow.
With Geico, we had our check in 2 days.
Payback. This time, it's for real.
Geico. Real service, real savings.
good evening, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you are, wherever you may be listening. This is Welcome to the Spotlight with myself, Martez Al. Once again, I'm thankful to be back here on these airwaves right here on Open Talk Radio 313, The Flash. And we always want to thank blogtalkradio.com for allowing us to use their platform to get our opinions and our thoughts out there to you that decide to listen to these shows and to this show in itself. Before I get into this show, which is a huge show tonight, and I know in radio, a lot of radio hosts, they always say every show is a huge show. They always say every show is a big show. But honestly, to be real with you, tonight is a big show. We got a special guest who is not a stranger to this radio movement. She's not a stranger to Open Talk Radio. She's not a stranger to these shows. The person of Stacey Sparkles. If I can get my words together, the great Stacey Sparkles will be joining us shortly. She has a huge announcement. I guess I can kind of say it before she comes on. She want to be able to bless some people this year for Christmas. Many people, they might not have the opportunity to receive anything. So Stacey Sparkles, she'll be coming on shortly to bless some people. Whoever calls in, she wants to be able to give you a gift. I don't know what the limit is on the callers, but definitely call in at 646-668-8672, 646-668-8672. And this is Welcome to the Spotlight with myself. Before I get into the show, I want to pause and thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because for me, without him, there's no me. And I'm not throwing my beliefs on anybody else. It's just my beliefs. And I realize I can't do this show or any other show without thanking him first. So I wanted to get that out the way. And let's get right into the show. A few things I want to talk about before we bring the guests on tonight that I want to discuss. And we obviously know this is the holiday season. You know, this is the season to be jolly. This is the season to be festive. This is the season of giving. This is the season of just supposedly happiness. And there's a lot of buzz about this particular holiday. There's more buzz about this holiday than any other holiday that's out there, in my opinion. And I think some of you will agree. But I want to know, why does Christmas come with so much buzz? Why does Christmas come with so much attention? Yes, we have Thanksgiving. Yes, we have Easter. Yes, we have Valentine's Day. Yes, we have Labor Day, but there's something about Christmas that it seems like the world stops for Christmas. It seems as if Christmas receives all the attention. But why? Why for you does Christmas receive a whole lot of buzz? For me, Christmas receives a whole lot of buzz for me because, again, I feel like it's the season to be jolly. You know, it's the season where you can just put all your worries, where you can put all your stress, where you can put all your depression aside. Now, I understand people will still be depressed during this time. I understand people will be stressed out during this time. But I believe this season is a season where we should be happy. I feel like this is a season where we should be in a good mood. If there's any season in a calendar year, this is the right season to be in a good mood. This is the right season to be festive. This is the right season to be generous. And I know Christmas is not all about giving. It's not all about giving your last, in my opinion, because this is my viewpoint. It's not all about giving your last just to make somebody else happy. But Christmas is all about love, all about caring for one another. And for me, I believe that's why Christmas comes with so much buzz, comes with so much fanfare. And for those of you that are listening right now, if you want to comment on anything I just said, you can call in at 646-668-8672, 646-668-8672. And another thing, we shouldn't allow this holiday season to stress us out. There's no reason in this world where you should allow this holiday to make you depressed. to make you stressed out. Because a lot of times people get depressed, a lot of times people get stressed out because they're trying to go all out their way to give somebody a gift that most of the time may not deserve it, you know. And what I said earlier, Christmas is not always about people buying you things. Christmas is not always about people giving you a gift. Christmas is about, it's about love for me. So I would tell some of you people that are listening that we should not allow this holiday season to stress us out to the point to where we our hair is falling out, to the point to where we're carrying migraines, if you will, to the point to where we're angry because we don't have enough money to buy somebody a gift. You cannot let this holiday season stress you out. Because if you look, if you watch TV, if you listen to other radio shows and radio commercials, all they're talking about is buy this, shop. And sometimes that messes people up, especially if you don't have the economics to buy, to shop. That would really mess your head up. So again, do not let this holiday stress you out. On a lighter note, I want to talk about this Home Alone movie, which I feel is the greatest Christmas movie of all time. Home Alone 1 and 2, which is the greatest Christmas movies of all time. But I've been doing some digging. I've been doing some thinking about the whole Home Alone plot, about the whole Home Alone scenario. And it's a nice story. The young man was left at home by mistake by his parents. His house was broken into by two robbers. And to sum it up, the young man ended up prevailing. The young man ended up coming out victorious. Again, this is a story about a young man being left at home. Two robbers broke into the house. Also, the two robbers that broke into the house also tried to, quote unquote, end his life, but he still came out victorious. But is that really realistic as a child? If you were left at home by yourself during a Christmas season, do you think that's like, do you think setting up traps, do you think being able to survive on your own, do you think that's realistic? Because there's some things about that movie I really don't think that's realistic. Now, I know some kids that are left at home by themselves all the time, and they're able to manage. They're able to feed themselves. They're able to cook. But far as setting up traps to protect yourself from robbers, I don't know how realistic that is. But I don't believe everybody's going to agree with me, and that's okay. But that's just my take on that particular movie. Also, we do have Stacey Sparkles, who will be joining us shortly. She has some information she want to get out to you about blessing a few callers that call into the show tonight. I don't want to waste any more time talking because I really don't like to talk, although I got this little radio show. I really don't like to talk that much. But before I bring Stacey Sparkle on, I want to do her right, okay? She has never called into a show that I hosted myself, so I want to give her a proper introduction before I bring her on to the show. Because I understand this, no one has to accept your invitation. No one has to accept your invitation. It could be to a wedding. It could be to an anniversary. It could be to a graduation. No one has to say yes. No one has to accept your invitation to come to anything. So I appreciate Stacey Sparkle for coming on to not just this show, but on to other shows. So before we bring her on, let me play her a nice little intro, and then I'll bring her on.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we bring to you at this hour the great one, Stacy Sparkles.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, Stacy? Thanks for calling into the show. I know you got big plans for this show tonight, but again, thank you for calling in.
Hey, can you do me a quick favor and repeat the number for the show for everyone to call in? Because Colleen said you said it too fast.
And that's what I do. I do talk too fast. The phone number is 646-668-8672.
I hope you got that, Colleen.
Well, I see we have somebody on the line right now. I don't know when we should bring them on, but we do have somebody on the line right now from a 708 number.
Yeah, that's probably her.
Okay, I'm going to bring her on to the show, okay?
Thanks, Marquez.
You're welcome. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Welcome to the Spotlight. How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Colleen.
Hello.
Hi, Colleen.
How's everybody doing?
We're doing great.
Good.
Yeah.
How are you?
Good. I am wonderful. Got done feeding my man, and now I'm standing here talking to you, waiting for Diane to come. And I've been listening to him and about that Christmas theory where everybody is, like, really upset, and it is a time of the year to be jolly. And we also have people out there that are depressed. So hopefully, you know, after we're done with this little session, we can, you know, bounce those people up to be a little bit more cheerier than what they were when they first heard. And hopefully they'll have a great holiday.
Yeah.
I hope so.
And that Home Alone thing, I kind of agree with him to a certain point, you know. But, yeah, there are kids out there that do have to be them by themselves. But if a robber did come in, right, what would they do? I mean, how would they react?
Right.
You know, if they didn't get the proper
training. Kids to call 911? What?
Well, yeah, I mean, but by the time 911 gets, you know, by the time anybody gets there, who knows what damage is going to happen?
That kid was left there for more than one day.
Hey, it's kind of like child abuse.
It all depends on how old they are, too.
Right.
He was
right. he was definitely a mature 8-year-old.
Maybe.
She never saw the second one, Marquez. You know what? In the second one, he ends up in New York when his family goes to Florida and the robbers come back. He uses his dad's credit card. Yeah, they couldn't track him there either. Yeah, those parents, they're great. Wish I had parents like that.
That's all it is, you know.
Everyone loves this movie, and it's just so out there. It's like one of the best Christmas movies ever, if you think about it. But, you know, back in the day, DCFS, that they wouldn't have their kids no more, and they had, like, what, 20?
Yeah. You just never know.
I would probably lose my kid, too, if I had that money. Everyone, we are hoping to spread holiday cheer and everything, because we're about to be going into 2020. It sounds so weird. Instead of like the 1918, doesn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Marquez is kind of shy, Colleen. That's why I asked you to call in. I didn't want to talk to myself.
You won't.
I hear you. All right. So anyway, does anybody have any plans for the year 2020? And if so, you know, what are they? Stacy, what are your plans, girl?
I don't know. I don't have any.
Yes, you do.
Oh,
yes, you do.
Right, well, okay.
I do have a plan. to come to your wedding and get wasted. That's right.
Uh-oh. Well, no, that's when. Not what the point was. No, the point was a new year and to be healthy and happy and everything else, and everything will come together, right?
Mm-hmm. I hope
right?
so. I
Absolutely.
Hope so.
You make it that way. You make it that way.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is a great day. Tomorrow is a new day. Tomorrow is the future. And yesterday was the past, and that's where it's going to be. And today is today. So let's look forward for tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Next
yeah.
week, next year. I mean, can you yeah. imagine we only have, what, 2 weeks left until the new year comes? Not even?
Yeah,
yeah, about 2 weeks.
Thank
yeah.
you, Colleen, for reminding me. Thank you.
That's crazy. Okay, since this is Welcome to the Spotlight, you know, I got two lovely ladies on the show tonight. I won't be shy tonight, but I will put on my interview hat, okay? And since we're talking about the new year coming up, do you guys make New Year's resolutions? New Year's resolutions, excuse me.
Yes, I did.
What was that?
Mine's trying to be a lot nicer than what I am. And I have to watch my mouth.
Oh, my God.
So,
you are nice.
In all the situation. I'm talking about, like, these situations that I wind up occurring
wait,
I shouldn't open my mouth when.
I got to tell Marquez. I got to tell him. Okay, Marquez. My girl,
yeah.
Colleen, okay? She, she's awesome. And you know what? She wanted to get a job and get out of her house because she had back issues. She was laying. She was depressed. Well, she ended up getting a job at Popeye's Chicken. And you know what? I'm telling everyone right now, don't judge someone where they work. If you're bringing in a paycheck, you're bringing
exactly.
in a paycheck. And that is one
hey,
thing.
They don't pay that either.
Makes
they were
so
wrong.
Mad if someone would be like, you work at McDonald's or you do this. Hey,
yeah.
you're not paying my bills, so don't worry where I work. So
right.
we
Well, you know what? Also, you know, people don't realize that fast food is also a lot of work, too. You know?
It
it's
is.
A hard job.
We made that chicken sandwich so popular. We would have conversations every day when she was working. Cars were wrapped around the building. And some guy got into a fight with her over biscuits. And she wasn't very friendly. I thought she was going to throw them at him.
Oh, my God.
I told him,
that's
I said, you
good.
Know, you don't have to. Well, see, this is why I don't work with customers. This is why I'm in the back and all I do is prep. Is because when an incident goes like this, and this is why I need to wash my mouth, is because I'm like, excuse me, you know what? You've been waiting. It hasn't been long. You know, I'm sorry if you don't have the patience, but there's also Chick-fil-A. There's Burger King. There's McDonald's right next to us. If you can't, you know, wait for your order, there's plenty of other places you can just leave and go somewhere else.
Yeah. Hey.
See, you know, and then my manager.
You have to be nice. Okay? It will be a couple minutes, sir. Please hang on. We're doing our best. You can't tell them to go to another franchise.
Hey, but you know what? Like, people are because I was just telling somebody this weekend because I run a hot chocolate stand down in Detroit, and people can be so rude. You know, like years ago, I used to kill them with kindness, but these days, you know, people think they can just say whatever they want to you just because
you're behind a
counter or they think you may get fired if you say something back. But these days, I tell the employees, like, if you feel like you're in the right. You know, it's okay to correct somebody if they're wrong. Because a lot of these times people just come to these restaurants or these places just to, how should I put this? They come to these places because they know you can't say anything back to them. Like, they don't have no authority at home.
It's misdirected anger, and they do it towards you. So they think, you know, because they had a bad day or they think they're better than you, they can talk down to you because you're serving their food. But they also have to remember, these people that are behind the counter, these people that are serving your food, these people that are cooking your food, you know, you got to be nice to them because they can always spit on your food and then give it to you. You never know. They can drop it on the floor, pick it up, give it to you. I'm
and
not saying that we're doing it at our, you know, we're not doing it at our
yeah,
time. I'm saying it happens everywhere.
So,
And Colleen and Stacy, like these days, people are not really wrapped up tight. You know, people are ready to set it off at any point. So you need to think twice about saying certain things. You know, even I try to watch what I say to people, you know, in certain instances, because people are always on tip. Like, hey, ready for you to say something so they can get crunk or so they can get rowdy or so they can do something to your food, you know, just to stay right on topic. You know,
what I'm saying. I mean, there's no reason why anybody, I mean, okay, if you mess up a food order, you know, I apologize, you know, let me make it right, let me, you know, give you a new one, can you get a free pop or something while you're waiting, you know? But yeah. I mean, for someone to sit there and downgrade you, and for somebody that had a bad day and, oh, you're going to be my target because I need to release this, it's wrong. And the customer's
exactly.
not always right. They always say the customer's always right. They're not.
They're not.
To a certain extent, but they're not.
Yeah,
the customer is always right. It depends what it is.
It's all about that money. It's all about the money.
Chicken sandwiches or you kill me. She said if I went in and ordered 14 chicken sandwiches, she would kill me. But people through the drive-thru were ordering 15.
Oh, no.
Well, you know what she did? She goes on Facebook. She goes, hey, everybody, my friend Colleen's working at Popeye's. She works at that place. She should go and get a chicken sandwich. And I swear to God, it was already busy enough. It was already busy enough. And we had a line wrapped around the building, down the green. It was crazy.
Wow. But it's so crazy that chicken sandwich got people killing each other over the chicken sandwich. Like, what's in it? Is crack in it? Is drugs in it?
I don't know what the big deal is for these sandwiches. So, like, the classic is just regular mayo. And, like, the spicy chicken, it's the spicy seasoning from the spicy chicken. And all it is mixed in with the mayonnaise. And then you get two pickles with it. I mean, it is a nice-sized chicken breast, and it is juicy and stuff like that. But these people crave, and they're just crazy over it. All it is, I don't know if it's the mayonnaise, but the spiciness of the seasoning, or if it's just the size of the sandwich. But, I mean, it's only, what, $4.85 with tax? That's not a bad price for that sandwich, especially how big that sandwich is.
It's not. And I know, I'm sorry, Stacey, if you want to jump in, but you know, I'm not trying to start any controversy, but I do try to keep it real. Like, there's a certain community that they get mad when you talk about the fact that they love chicken, but they're the main ones in the line, you know, at these chicken places.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna go there too much.
I only eat chicken.
I love chicken.
Oh,
yeah. I love it. I mean, I don't mind
it at all. I can't believe we're not getting any callers. Probably because we're annoying them.
In fairness,
I won't call.
I
have a whole bunch of people calling.
We're doing our part, and we're trying to just tell our crazy stories and spend holiday cheer because everything I listen to is depressing. That's why I've been listening to my music and everything. But I want to jump off of Popeye's, and we're going to talk about Frosty the Snowman, because when Marquez did his first show, he did not play my song. Do you believe that, Colleen? Me. He did not play Frosty the Snowman. It did not make sense.
And he did the Star Wars. Look at that.
Sorry, Stacey.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, what do you want to talk about Frosty about? I told you know about Frosty, how I feel about him. Okay. He comes once a year and he melts. I mean,
that's the point. Listen. He comes once a year. You build him. I get to dress him because the hood loves me and a half backwards and all that, you know, making him all cute like a man. And then he just melts away and leaves like men do. So you know what? When I call a man a Frosty, I'm referring to Frosty the Snowman.
Wow. You put a lot of thought into that.
I did. That was a lot of fun. Yeah, that was about 10 years ago.
I mean, I wouldn't go that far with that, but hey, you know, everybody has their own little scenario.
He mouths and goes away. You don't see him no more.
Well, if you go get that magic cat, he can be with you all the time. Or what you can do is you can take a whole bunch of snowballs and put them in your freezer and leave them in there, and you got them all year long. They might be in body parts, but hey, he's still with you. Right?
Wow, 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 wow,
wow. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
All righty. Yeah. Well, I hate to cut it short, but I have to get off the phone here.
No.
Well, I'm glad you called in.
Thank you.
Well, I had fun. I'll do it again, too.
Oh, you will, because 2020, yeah. Right, Marquez? We're going to a new level.
You know
what
we'll do? We'll make a phone call after. We'll make a phone call after the new year, and we'll see what people have been doing between now and the time we have this conversation again.
We're going to be doing the same
thing.
So
let's live an exciting life and tell everyone's stories.
All right, Colleen. Thanks for calling, Colleen.
Love you.
All right, you're welcome. You guys have a great day. Be blessed. Bye.
Well, hey, Stacey, we're still on the line together.
Are you there? Oh, no, he didn't. Are you there still?
Yes, I'm there. My mic went off for a moment, but I'm getting a lot of I'm getting a lot of messages via Facebook Messenger. People are telling me they're going to call in into the show. But I haven't received
any. They didn't want to call in during the Popeye chicken story and now the Frosty story. You got it. That's a funny story. Yep, my snowman is dressed up like me. Backwards hat, everything. That he mouths. And all that he leaves me is his hat.
Well, you know, Stacey,
that's why I got a dog.
And sometimes dogs are better than humans in most cases.
They are.
I was always taught that a human will turn their back on you before an animal will. and so far, that's been true in my life.
it is true, 100%.
Yeah. You know what's funny? Since we're on the topic of pets, you know, and I don't want to veer off too much because hopefully – you guys that are listening, because I know it's people that are listening, please call in 646-668-8672. Stacey would like to do something special for you as far as giving you gifts.
No, Mark, we're doing it together. Like, this is our project. We did not have enough time. We did have plans to go to a store and pay for a couple people's orders, like, in line. But then I watched the news and, you know, it didn't look like a good scene. So we thought on the show we would do it, you know.
Right.
why not? Like, you know what? Christmas for me is I don't need anything. And, you know, to me, I like to help people and give back because, you know what? At one point in my life, you know what? I needed help, and you know what? People helped me, so I always learned. Treat others if you can, and you're able to help people, do it, because you know what? And I don't do this for credit. I don't do this for attention. I don't do this for anything that people want to think. I do this because I am kind. And Christmas is all about Jesus.
Right.
My family, my siblings, they're a bunch of greedy whatever. They get nothing from me. Nothing. I used to give them something. Not anymore. They don't deserve it. They don't.
Did you say men don't deserve it anymore?
No, my siblings, my brothers and sister.
Okay, yeah.
I'm so
are, no. But they're greedy.
But let me just touch on that a little bit, because I'm in that same situation. You know, a lot of times, and I'm just going to keep it real, I find myself wanting to be alone on these holidays because, you know, some of my family members, all they want is to have their hand out. You know, they don't want to spend no time with you during the year. They don't want to support you. But around Christmas time, they want their hand out. They want something from you. And I don't think that's right, you know. And that's the part of the holiday season I don't like, the fact that people expect you to give them things when they really don't do anything to deserve it, you know. And I agree with you. I have issues with my family in that area. You know, I don't mind giving, but I'm not going to give if you're trying to use me or misuse me, if you will.
No, I agree. And last year, Christmas Eve, I stayed home by myself with my dog. And actually, my dad had to work, and he stopped home and made sure I was okay. I'm like, I was sitting in my jammies with my dog, right, watching A Christmas Story. And it's really funny. All my family was next door because my brother and his sister-in-law decided to rent the house next door. And it's only been 3 years. And no, they don't appreciate anything. They have their hand out all the time. And you know what? I'm sick of it. If I called them, not one of them could help me, you know. And I just, you know what? If you don't want to talk to me, that's fine. You want to talk to me only when you need something? It doesn't work that way.
Right. Hey, so you got to put your foot down at some point with these people, no matter if it's your mother, no matter if it's your brother, your father, whoever, who's ever not reciprocating to you, you know, you have to put your foot down on these people. Now, Stacey, I got to take a quick break, okay? Can you hold tight? I got to take a quick break, all right?
Go take the break.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay? It's the laughter of a small child, okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You'll
have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay. Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go.
Okay.
Like Little John. Oh, come.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay.
Ooh, Blackberry Buble, my favorite.
You mean bubbly?
No, I mean Buble.
You're Michael Buble, that's the bubbly.
She's right, Michael Buble, it's pronounced Buble. I know, thanks. Dave.
Can I have your autograph, Mr. Bubble?
Buble. Buble?
It's bubbly!
Sparkling water. Back it. Michael, don't do that.
So I was excited about all new Colgate Total. Its breakthrough formula does more.
Wonderful.
Sensitivity, strength and teeth, it kills germs through my whole mouth.
I like your confidence.
Thanks, Mr. Lee. Now there's no such thing as too close.
Yes, there is.
No, there's not.
Yes, there is.
No, there's not.
Okay.
All new Colgate Total. Do more for your whole mouth.
How much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, fireside is blazing,
All right, we are back with you tonight live right here on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. My name is Martez Al, and I have a special guest with me that's hosting the show with me today, Miss Stacy Sparkles. And it's really Stacy, but Stacy and myself, we want to be able to bless some people today. We want to be able to bless those that may call in. So, Stacy, you still with us, right?
Can you hear me? Am I still there?
I can hear you really well. Stacy, we do have a caller on the line. Are you ready to bring that caller on?
I'm ready. Are you? It's your show.
Oh,
I don't have the power to put them on the air.
I know. All right, caller, you on the air. All right, caller, you're on. Welcome to the spotlight with myself and special guest Stacy Sparkle. Tell us your name and why you're calling, if you
First
don't mind.
All, how you doing, Stacy? This
I'm
is
good.
Love,
how are
you know, you? Detroit Mission. I'm fine. Tez Mania, what's going on?
What's up? Thanks for calling, man. Like, finally we got
you
on
know,
the air,
I had
bro.
To show a little bit of love. Yeah, man, on the air. Hey, we got to do this again, too, because I could be on the radio. You know, I like this.
Absolutely. I always said
anyway, so,
you got Yeah, I always said you got that it factor, man. Like, I always, anytime you want to come on the radio, feel free, man. It's so much airtime. You're welcome to come on.
Yeah, just the number for sure. Yeah, I'm on you from now on. I mess with it.
Yeah. Now we're doing something special today for those that call into the show. We're going to be giving away gifts. So, Stacy, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but can I turn it over to you?
Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm good, beautiful lady. How are you? I'm just chilling.
I'm good. Are you looking forward to Christmas?
Yeah, you know, I got to try to make it a good one. Very good one. I don't know, man.
Gotcha.
I'm looking forward to it, though. I just want to see the smiles, though. Look at the nieces and nephews smile when they get their gifts. That's really it. In it for the smiles.
Yep. A smile is worth more to me than any material thing. I always say, I count stars, people want to count money. But, no, today,
literally.
Yes. Even though money is the root to all evil, unfortunately, during Christmas time, there are people that sometimes need help or people who took the time out to call in today, we want to help people out. And for you calling in, I'm thankful. And all I'm asking you to do is message Marquez your name and your address, and we will be sending you a Christmas gift. And you will receive it in about 2 days. And we just want to say Merry Christmas, and we hope you have a great new year. And if there's anything else you'd like to say, you're more than welcome. But I appreciate you calling.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, I appreciate it, too. I just had to call the show, man. I'm so geek because, Tez, I've been trying to get me on here for so long. And then to get on here and get something like that, that's kind of awesome. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
It does feel good, but I'm so geeked right now.
Nick, you definitely, thank you, Stacy. You definitely a person, man, and I'm just keeping it real. Not this radio stuff, but like outside of this radio stuff, man, you deserve the blessings, man. You know, because you put God first. You know, from what I know of you, you put God first. You are who you are, but I know that you put God first, and that's why I mess with you. That's why I rock with you. And you deserve bigger blessings than what you're going to be given from us. So, thanks for calling, man. And like we say, this is always a home for you, man. Anytime you want to call in and say what you got to say, you're welcome to call in.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to call in. I'll probably call back in tomorrow, to be honest. Yes, and definitely thank you to Stacy, though, because she definitely just hooked me up. I mean, I'm geek just to see who this going to be. I ain't even going to lie. I'm geek, low-key. I'll probably call back in tomorrow, Tez, too.
So, we got another show coming on after this, Talking with Tisha. That's coming on in like 13 minutes, so you're welcome to call that show if you want to, if you're listening. But
we're talking with Tisha. I mean, we ain't gonna do that on Stacey time right now. But
yeah, it's Stacey time.
I'll talk to you about it.
Okay, message me your address.
Thank you, Stacey.
Oh, you're so welcome, and have a great evening.
Yes, you too. You have a blessed holiday.
And please make sure you get the information, and make sure you get the information to Marquez so we can get out all our Christmas happy, joyful gifts and gift cards.
For sure, I definitely got you. Yeah, the gift cards for sure. Appreciate it.
No problem.
All right, Tez, I'm going to hit you up, Tez, and let you know the information. And then I'm going to probably call later on the other show, too. For sure.
All right, for sure. Have a good one, man.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, you guys.
Thank you.
All right, right Stacey. If we can only get one, then we're doing something right, you know.
We got
nice.
One.
Yeah.
One is all I wanted from this. And I'm going to jump in and call in on the next show, and I know that I'll find an angel that will call in, and I'll bless them, too.
All right.
Like
all
you know me, I say they never know when I'm going to show up.
Right, absolutely. You like the Undertaker. You know, you never know when you appear. You may appear.
I used to be scared of him when I was a child. Watching wrestling with my brothers, and the first time he showed up, I was scared of him.
I don't blame you. Like the earlier Undertaker, and this is when you're going to hear me talk more. The earlier Undertaker was scary. I remember playing that first WWE game they came out with, and I remember seeing his face on the game, and it just spooked me, you know. But
I think his manager haunted me more than him.
Right. Paul Bear was.
Remember Paul, like, with, man, his face was white, like. with the urn, I was like, okay.
Exactly. You know, if people like to bash or disagree with Vince McMahon on some of the things that he do and not understand, but that Undertaker Paul Bear gimmick. That was a phenomenal gimmick, and that's still one of the best creations that Vince McMahon has created, you know, because The Undertaker, he's a legend. His gimmick is a legend. Paul Bearer is a legend. You know, everything that came with The Undertaker, from the Buried Alive matches to the casket matches, it was definitely unique. So, yeah, I'm right there with you.
Yeah, you know, it's just one of those things, and people that don't like Vince McMahon, I don't like some of the things he does, but I hate to say it, he's actually very brilliant. And you know what? He learned from his father.
Right.
Day, we need to do a show on CM Punk, and I got someone who's got the real 411 that will come on and tell the truth. He already told me.
Yeah. Hey, maybe we could do it after the new year. We can talk off air, and we can schedule something for after the new year. I'm definitely down with that for sure. because
you know me, I'm completely in shock with, you know what's going. I sent you some info, and I'm devastated. I really thought you know he was cool. He's not cool no more. He is a punk.
And, you know, hey, literally a punk. And, like, you're not the first person that said that. You know, I love me some CM Punk. I'm not going to lie. You know,
I love him too. He's got the best mic skills. He's like me. And he ain't scared what to say, but the way he is, I still love him, but he's not what people think he is. He's messed with a lot of people.
Dang. Wow. Well, I guess we're going to stay tuned with you and whoever your friend is that has the goods on CM Punk. We'll bring that to you next year, hopefully.
Yes. Let me ask you one more question. So are you excited for 2020 with your show getting better and expanding and everything?
You know what? I am. You know, when I first started this about 3 years ago, I didn't know what I was doing. I still don't know what I'm doing, but I know God placed that on my heart. First, it was going to be just a podcast with just me talking, but I realized I don't like to talk a lot, and I also realized that I can you hear me? Yeah, and I also wanted to use this platform to put the spotlight on everybody else because I know people are far more interesting than me, and so I wanted to do something like that. And 3 years later, I'm excited for the direction of this radio platform and where it's going. I'm so thankful to all the shows that aired on this platform. I appreciate everybody that came on here. But 2020 is going to be great. You know, I want to do things a little bit more differently. You know, I feel like there's a lot of things I can do better, or we can do better with this platform. And I'm one of those people that I don't think I'm perfect. We're not perfect here. So definitely we want to take this to the next level, and we are.
No one's perfect. The only person that's perfect is God, and we know we're not God.
Absolutely.
And anyone who disagrees with me, I'm sorry. You know,
yep.
I don't want to offend anyone, but,
well,
you know.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I don't, like, that's one thing, you know. All I ever say to people is faith over fear. You can't get mad at me for that because people have some kind of faith.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Unless you're an atheist. And I don't have any problem with that. I don't associate with people that don't have any hope or anything. It's true.
Yeah. But it is true. And, you know, Stacey, like, those are kind of conversations I want to have in the new year. You know, we're not trying to be controversial, but we do want to talk about things like that, you know, because there's nothing wrong with talking about what we're talking about now. But I want to talk more about God and talk more about the issues in the so-called black community, you know. I want to talk about that. There's a lot of things that I want to do in this new year, and everybody don't have to agree with me, but I'm going to talk about it because it needs to be talked about.
You know what? I have my opinions also with law enforcement and how people are treated and everything. Now that I'm 40 and I've come from a family, and I think I've seen it all. I hope I have, because, well, Chicago's pretty messed up, but yeah, what can I say? You know? And I can't wait to come to Detroit. Yes, everyone, I will be in Detroit next year. Partying downtown, wherever Marquez says is the fun area.
Yeah.
And give yourself credit. You say you don't like to talk a lot, but you're actually great at what you do. And look at how many shows you have now. And, you know, there's kind of going to be a rating war, but we're going to keep that quiet because, you know what? If everyone knows me, I'm just me. I speak from my heart. I don't care if people say I sound five or, you know, I'm this or I'm that. Yeah, so if that's what you think about me, okay, move on. I'm going to grab my coloring book and crayons and color. Or tell people to go to Popeye's Chicken and buy some chicken sandwiches from Colleen. She's listening. Because she just texted me, she just said, oh, great.
All right. Yeah, she just messaged me. She texted me, too. But we do got to go. We got about
I know. Can you please send me that information so I can get that gift out? But hopefully, I might be on tomorrow night's show. You never know.
Hey, you never know.
I've been talking to her, so we'll see.
Okay. You good at multitasking? You can talk on the radio and still messenger back. That's what's up. I need to be better with that.
Oh no, I get distracted. You know. But thank you so much for letting me come on. And you know what? We were able to help one person, and that's all that matters. And he sounds like he's a great person if you know him personally. Send me the information. And I hope everyone has a great night. I'm out. And listen to the next show. And
all right,
thank you, Marquez.
No problem. Thanks. And I try not to use the L word, but love you, and I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Love you too. Bye.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on. The feeling's here. That only comes this time of year.